So what are our customers going to be? We have the obvious customers. Who are the people who are going to own and operate these types of machine? And they're normally going to be, and our first thought would be that these are going to be those who need to dispose of packaging wastes. And mostly that will be the post-consumer waste. So after you've thrown it away, after it's been collected, it goes to some sort of rubbish processing facility, and waste handlers or local authorities are the ones responsible for then dealing with that material. And they're obvious customers for that. As you'll see, as we go through the logic, there is also waste generated more locally during the actual manufacturing process of the laminates and formulating them actually into packaging materials. There's trimmings, there's malformed blanks, there's misfilled products. So again, some of the other manufacturers in the cycle, again, are interested in having this technology to reduce the problems of disposing of that material. But that's a difficult... These are difficult things to break into. The waste handlers are very conservative in terms of not readily engaging with new technology. Asking them to invest and take a risk on really large-scale new pieces of equipment, which haven't been proven commercially, again, is a hard thing to go through. And we've therefore had to sort of alter our attitude to what our customers are